Today's daf is daf Lamed Daled in Masechet Sanhedrin, fourth parak, parak Echad, Dinei Momonot. And the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to start on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis at the two dots, is that in the case of Dinei Momonot, so anybody, it says, Hakol can be Malamed, but either Chova or Zechut. Whereas when it comes to Nefashot, Hakol, whoever that is, can only be Malamed, Zechut and not Chova. Now, who exactly is Hakol? Does Hakol mean that the witnesses are allowed to get involved in the case too? I mean, Hakol is a very broad term. So does that mean Afilu Edim? So if the witnesses have something to say, they can talk about. I mean, this is what we saw. Now here's our opinion about the case. If it would be the witnesses, then that would mean that the Mishnah is not going according to the Shitat of the Rabbim. We know there's a Machlokas about this issue. And it would only be going like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yadihi. So, Neima Matitin, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yadihi, Velo Rabbanan, the Tanya. I'm referring to a machloket in this braita. The Pasuk says, Ve'ed echad lo ya'ane b'nefesh. So, Eid echad lo ya'ane b'nefesh means shall have nothing to say about the nefesh, is what it, because we already know that you can't have an Eid echad saying something about witnessing, that's for sure. So what it must be talking about over here is not witnessing, but rather oneh, even to have an opinion. And that would mean at all, bein lezachut, bein lechovah, according to Tanakhama, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. No, that's not true. He can be oneh lezachut, ve'ein oneh lechovah, as we'll see later on. The reason for that is, if you look at the pasuk, it doesn't say that not to be oneh benefesh, it says you're very conveniently leaving out the last word. It says benefesh lamut. So it means he can't have anything to say lamut to kill that nefesh, but maybe he could certainly say something to be matzil that nefesh, I would think. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss in a moment. But in any event, meanwhile, it would appear that the Mishnah that says Hakol includes Edim, and therefore disagrees with the Rabbanan. Omer of Papa, Hakol doesn't mean everybody and anybody in the world, does it? I mean, it means the context over here. Context is talking about the court. The court consists generally of the Dayanim, but there's also, as we know, three rows of Talmidim in front of the court, all of whom can express an opinion and can be summarily raised into the court. As a matter of fact, according to Rambam, once you have a Talmud who's Melamed Zechut, we automatically will include him in the Sanhedrin to be an extra voice of Zechut. So that's what it's referring to, says Rav Papa. It's talking about Echad and Talmidim. And that would be different. Everybody's agreed that one of the Talmidim there, that are Yoshvim, in front of the Dayanim, have a right to be Melamed, and then will even be Mitzarev their opinions. My time, again, getting back to Machlokas about Edim. What is the logic here between this, in this Machlokas? So my time, the Rezi Rebbe Yehuda, who says that they can say something that is beneficial to the defendant. Well, it's very simple. The Amakra, Eid Echad lo ya'aneh b'nefesh lamut. Lamut hu de'eino oneh, aval lizchut oneh. Apparently he has a right to an opinion. Even when it comes to not his edut, he has a right of an opinion. Lizchut, Rabbanan Amr, the Rabbanan, what's this for? Amar Resh Lakish, Bishub Demichzit kinogea be'eduto. It doesn't look good. Now, let's see, this doesn't really mean it doesn't look good. It's actually based on the Pasuk, how to parse the Pasuk. But as the Ran explains, this idea of Michzik and Ogea Be'idut, the fact is that, let's imagine a case. Imagine a case where an eight comes in, and the court is going to be, he sees the court is going to be Machai of the defendant on the basis of his testimony. And suppose he gets a phone call in which one of his friends tells him that he has information that the defendant has hired witnesses to be mazim him and his friend. And now he's scared. Because if the court will end up paskening that he's chayev, and this guy successfully presents his witnesses, he's going to be killed. So now he may want for the court not to determine that the man is guilty, so to get himself off the hook. And therefore, how can we trust what a witness is going to say? You never know what's going on behind the scenes. Even though he was willing to testify, you don't know whether the mafia appeared at his door and warned him that his wife's going to be killed. I mean, anything could happen. So therefore, you can't allow, the same way Kivin Shigid, Shuven El Chazer Magid, you can't allow a witness to influence the case in any way. But the Pasuk does say, Lamut. That Svara, therefore, is Machayev us to parse the pasuk. And here's how we would learn it. And we'll see the Gemara will be machalikah, but Reish Lakish is giving the logic. Bishum the mixik in nogea beeduto. So what about the word lamut? Rabbanan hay lamut my darshi be. So what then do we do to allow the pasuk to say lamut and it should still make sense? So as Aran points out, the logic of Reish Lakish forces the following strange drush. Kedatanya. Amar echad min ha'edim yesh l'lamed alav zechut. Minayin she'ein shomim lo. Where do we see that we will not accept an opinion whatsoever from the witness? Talmud lamar, eid echad lo ya'aneh. Period. He's got nothing more to say. Minayin le'echad min ha'talmidim. How do you know that someone who's sitting in front of the dayanim, she'amar yesh l'lamed alav chova, minayin she'ein shomim lo. Where do we see that we will not accept a negative opinion about the defendant from any of the peanut gallery? In the Nefeshot. Tamil Lomar, Echad, Lo Yaneh B'Nefesh Lamut. Just a single person, any person, meaning if it's not one of the Dayanim, cannot have an opinion to, no. Edim can't have anything to say about anything, even the Tzchut. And even an Echad can never say anything at all. If it would be lamut, only lizachut. So it's a little bit of a strange way to understand the pasuk, but Reish Lakish gave us the logic for seeing the pasuk this way. Dinei nefashot. So then we said that the dinei nefashot, once you're melamed zachut, you cannot be melamed chova. Omar Rav, obviously this doesn't mean that the guy's supposed to lie and say, I think he's innocent, when he doesn't think he's innocent. So it only means, loshan al v'sha'at masa'o matan, as we explained. The idea over here is to force someone to continue to fight for an opinion that this man should be innocent based on his initial take on the situation. There must have been a reason for that take. Make him continue to look into his own self to figure out why he saw it that way initially and to support it against those who would attack it. And then you have much more of a chance to get to the bottom of what was subliminally telling people, this guy's really innocent. But obviously, when it comes to casting your vote at the time of the Gemar Din, Bishad Gemar Din, well, obviously, Melamed Zechut can be Chozer Melamed Chova. Ask the Gemara, though, is that so simple? We'll see later on, Meitve says, in the Mishnah Melchorat Mashkimim, Uba'im, the next morning, so we, as we saw before, you need to sleep over Dinei Nefashot. You can't be Paskinim on the same day if there's now a tendency to be mechayev. You have to wait to sleep over it. Next day, you enter into the courtroom, Mizakeh Omer, and then the guy who was Malamed Zechut, he says his following, Ani Amizakeh, I was the one who yesterday supported the innocence of the defendant, and I remain with my opinion. Mizakeh Ani Bimekomi. Amechayev Omer, Ani Amechayev, Mechayev Ani Bimekomi. Hamalamed chova, hamalamed zechut. Aval hamalamed zechut, eno yochol lachzor hamalamed chova. Why are they coming back the next day? To take a vote. Wasn't that the whole point? They had argued it out the day before. They now slept over. Now, in order to take the vote, so you said in order to take the vote, you change your mind, obviously. So what are these announcements, and why are we saying, and one way could change. You could change the chova. You don't have to say, I still hold chova. You could still now change your mind and say Zechud, but you can't do it the other way. I don't understand. The whole point of L'mochorat is that you're coming for Gemar Din, right? So V'l'ochorat is Gemar Din. What kind of crazy question is that? V'l'tamek L'mochorat Masal Matan Milek, I understand. The point was you sleep overnight to think it over. So what do you mean? You sleep overnight to think it over. So now you can't discuss it? There's no new insights? Isn't that the whole point? You just walk in raw and say, okay, this is what I decided. What do you mean? So let's hear. Why'd you decide it? What new ideas do you have? Let's discuss it. So what, you think that the next day, there's only Gemar Din? Masa u'matan mileka? There's no further discussion. It's talking over here. Obviously, when you first walk in, you're now going to engage in a discussion. And now today, you're going to come to take a vote on the outcome. So this is the introduction to the Masa u'matan, not to the Gemar Din. I mean, so what does this have to do with the question? So, Kikatoni, Bishat Masal Matan, obviously. All right, let's see. Tashma. And you see, also, later, Danin, Elu, Keneged, Elu, they fight it out, And this is in a case where we haven't been able to get a majority. And this, of course, this is what we always do, is you keep fighting it out where you don't have an absolute majority there. In other words, we have our problem of 2-1. So what do? We hope that one of the mechayvim, so that way we'll end up, now we have a majority of one that he's chayev, but we don't paskin on that basis, because we can't. You need a majority of two. So let them continue to fight it out until one of the ones who said guilty says innocent. I mean, why can't one who's innocent add his voice to one who's guilty, and I'll make it three, a majority of three? The imit, if you're right, that at that time you could change your mind from zechut to chiyuv, because you're saying now it's time for the vote. You change your mind. It's final vote. So why doesn't it say in the mission the opposite also? Litneinani ipcha. What do you think? Because it doesn't say it, therefore it's not possible. We don't want to at least say things in a positive fashion. The Tana obviously is looking for zechut. He's not looking for chovah. That doesn't mean he's saying it's an absolute, that it couldn't be the other way around. But if you're saying, what do we hope? What's the hopeful outcome? Is that we're going to work on it until someone will be persuaded of the party's innocence. Of course, if unfortunately one of the mezakim adds his voice to the words of the mechayvim, so then we'll kill the defendant. But that's not the way you want to present it in the Mishnah. Toshma. The Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Echad min ha-talmidim shezicha umet. So one of the talmidim had gotten up, stated his reasoning for why the defendant should be found innocent, and he dies in the course of the diyun. So now we can't use him for the vote. That doesn't matter. Ro'ino tokilo chayv omed b'mekomo. We count his vote. Because we say, look, we know his vote, and that's already in. That vote's already in. I mean, how can you say the vote's already in? According to Rav, who says he could change his mind, maybe he would have changed his mind. So v'ne'ema, why don't we say, ne'ema ilu havi kayam hadarbe, maybe he would have changed his mind. You know, what maybes? Hashtami Allah hadarbe. As far as we know, he didn't change his mind. We're trying to figure. No, will you just shut up? So yeah, it's fine. He didn't change his mind, so we have another vote, that's all. Says the Gemara, but wait, they sent from Eretz Yisrael that, well, according to what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was reported as saying, that if the guy dies, he nonetheless is considered to be added as one of the votes for innocence. Well, those words, the very Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, mutza michlal rabbeinu, motze michlal rabbeinu, those words, if we have the lamed, then it's mutza. So according to him, he is now excluded from what Rav said. Rav was rabbeinu. What did Rav say? That you could change your mind. So they were saying that, no, you can't hold both of these things. You can't say that you changed your mind and also say that we assume you didn't change your mind. So, no. Read that ein motzei. No different. They do not contradict in any way what it is that Rav said, just like we explained. Because right now he didn't change his mind as we said.
Why do we call them Talmidim?
The groups? They are Talmidim. These are the groups of the rows of 23 in front of the Tashma. How about this? Look, you have to have two court stenographers. And they're omdim lifnehem. Echad miyamin ve'echad manas smol. So one is on the right, one is on the left. We always know what that's about. And that's what their job is. One writes the leftist's words, and one writes the rightest words, meaning the ones who are going to be mechayev on the left, so to speak, minas adin, so are written down by that stenographer. The other one concentrates on the other. The kotvin divrei mezakim v'divrei mechayvim. So now, I understand why we need to write down the divrei mechayvim. Because bishlem divrei mechayvim, suppose tomorrow, l'machar chazutai ma'achrina, suppose they walk in, now, the next morning, now we said there's masa o'matan, now they've got an opinion, right? And now, this opinion sounds like, although the bottom line is the same, but we don't care about bottom lines, we care about the logic. It sounds like it's a new idea. Now, sometimes, obviously, arguments are very subtle. You need to analyze the argument and see whether it sounds like a new idea, but it's really the same old giveret, baderet, acheret, and that it boils down to the same logic, or not. Now, in order to do that, you can't rely on your memory, because you get involved. Did he say? So now, if it's a new thing, so then you're going to have to spend yet another night, because now you have to rethink the issues. But then, if it's you're not supposed to be spending the other night, then you're being melein the guy's din. And remember, we don't like this business of having things just schlep along. Din is supposed to be efficient, effective, and not cause a person to sit in a state of limbo. So because of that, we want to make certain that we've got the correct information. And he'll want to do a halalat din. But why would we write down the divrei hamizakim, my time, Isn't it because if he wants to change his mind now and say that the guy is guilty, we don't let him. And he can't say, well, I said the same thing yesterday. No, you didn't. How do you know I didn't? We wrote it down. Says, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, we know, we don't need, first of all, we don't need to write down the whole story. We could just keep a list. Furthermore, I mean, we would know from the number of the Mechayvim whether he's listed among them. What do we need two people for? Either he's on the list or isn't on the list. We need separate lists of the Mechayvim and the Mezakim. So these are not lists. These are detailed arguments. Why do we need detailed arguments? Because, remarkably, the Sanhedrin does not count votes. If two people agree, amazingly, this is what Rambam understands, that the Gemara is not Mashmah's way, but if two people agree, based on the same logic, they represent one person. It's the approach. We need Shiv'im to have 70 different approaches. We don't need a mob telling me the same thing. Two people saying the same thing is one person. Now, does anyone else have something intelligent to say?
That's completely different from the
Jews. Unbelievable. The exact opposite. Right. If you see it the same way I see it, you don't even count. Let's get another judge.
Yes, sir. I'm saying that's crazy. What?
That's the whole point of a Sanhedrin. That's why it's connected to Shivim Uma. He says it's connected to Shivim Lushaina. That's the whole point of Sanhedrin. 70 different ways of looking at this. So that would be the reason. Now, the Rambam is very drastic in his approach. The simple meaning of the Gemara is, as the Gemara says here, my time, it's because kidei shelo yomru shnayim tam echad mishnei mikraot. Different issue. If the logic of one of the approaches is supported by a pasuk, somebody else says the same logic and supports it from another pasuk, one of them's got to be wrong, because psukim are efficient. They're not coming to tell you the same logic. So therefore, we know that one of them's understanding of the pasuk is wrong, so we have to throw out one of these votes, because you'll never have two psukim coming to say exactly the same thing. So kidaboy minei revasim Rabbi Yochanan, Amru shnayim tam echad mishnei mikraot ma'u. And this is exactly as Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan. If you have two different people giving the same logic, but the basis that they bring are two different psukim, what would be the din? Amar lei ein monim lehem ela echad. We only count this as one vote. Why is that? Minani mile. Amar abaye de amar kra achat tiber Elohim, shtayim zu shamati, ki oz lelohim. So what does that mean? A pasuk, achat diber Elohim, God can say one thing that has many levels of interpretation. Shtayim zu shamati. But God doesn't blab. So certainly he's not going to say two things and davar achat shamati. That's not what existence is about. So therefore, mikra achat yotze lekama ta'amim, ve'in ta'am echad yotze mikama mikraot. So you can't have one thing coming from a lot of different psukim. So obviously the point of the Rambam is, who cares? Is the important point of the Gemara over here the fact that he brought a raya from a pasuk, or is it a tam? So obviously, so okay, fine. So he's wrong about the pasuk. So one of them is right about the pasuk. But there are two people who agree. What do you want? So that's two votes. Therefore, says the Rambam, it's the agreement per se that's bad. Because unless there's a whole different basis for it, at least that would be what the two psukim would be saying. There's this approach, and there's that approach, and you're missing the point here. Then they're both saying the same thing. And we're not interested in people saying the same thing. You might have thought that since they have a different basis in the Torah, that is considered to be two votes. No. There couldn't be two psukim in the Torah that are supporting the same thing. So Mamela, that is certainly not enough to be a Bechalik than the two Tami, you see? But the simple meaning of the pasuk is one of them is wrong because he misunderstands the pasuk. That's Rashi's approach. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tana. The very Rabbi Yishmael says the basis of the idea that a pasuk cannot mean, a pasuk rather can mean many things, but two things can't be brought from two different psukim, is the pasuk kipatish yifotzei tzela. It's the way that a hammer strikes stone. And Tosa understands this to be kipshuto, ma patish ze mitchalek l'kama nitzotzot, where a hammer strikes a stone that it's unable to affect by cracking it, what happens is you get sparks off of the metal of the hammer. So that means that your logic, which is hammering against something, that thing could cause lots of different sparks to come out. So it'll spark, we even say in English, it spark that thought, it'll spark that thought, so that you have a lot of different things coming out of the same stone. But you're not going to have now, so just like the patish is b'chalik l'kama nitzotzot, the mikra can be yotzei l'kama ta'amim, depending whose brain it's banging against. But you're certainly not going to find it in the other direction. So therefore, we will only count it as one, or as the Rambam says, or as Rashi says, one of them's got to be wrong. Okay, can you give me an example of what you're talking about over here? I mean, it sounds nice theoretically. Okay. Give me an example of one idea, one argument that is coming from two psukim where one of them has to be wrong. What, show me. Omri said, okay, I'll bring you a beautiful example. We've got an example in the Mishnah. Okay, and the Mishnah here in Nidah, in Zvachim, comes along and says that what would be the halach if you bring something up to the Mizbeah, which is ra'ui to be brought on the Mizbeah. So it's a type of animal you could bring on the Mizbeah, but it was being brought up over here by mistake. And it has some kind of problem with it and shouldn't have been brought up. So if it's ra'ui le'ishim, if it initially is the type of thing that is ra'ui for the fire of the Mizbeah, imala lo yeret. Once it's on the Mizbeach, you don't take it off of the Mizbeach. So it says over there, Mizbeach mekadeshe tara'uilo. The lashon of the Mishnah is, the Mizbeach is now consecrated, dedicates for the Mizbeach, anything that would be kosher for the Mizbeach. Masha'enkin, if it has not been prepared properly for the Mizbeach, so then it's not royal Mizbeach, it's not mekadesh. Things that were royal Mizbeach and something went wrong, let's say somebody had a makshevas pigol or that type of thing, and or perhaps it was shechted and the blood was spilled out, and you're not supposed to bring that, but if you did, then it stays up there. What is the basis for that? Ah, now here's where we get into the problem. The basis for that is, says, continues the Mishnah to say, Rabbi Yoshua says, well, kol haro'ui le'ishim, anything that was suited for the fire on the Mizbeach, imala lo yered, once it's put on the Mizbeach, it's never taken down. Shenemar yi ha'ola al mogda. So just like an ola is ru'uya li'ishim al mogda, imalta lo tered, af kosher ru'uy li'ishim, anything that would be meant for the fire of the Mizbeach, imala lo yered. Rabbi Gamliel says, what's this fire jazz? It's nothing with the fire. If something is roi for the Mizbeach, you don't need a fire. Im Allah lo yereid. Shenemar hi ha'olah al mogdah la Mizbeach. So whatever is the Allah is roi alagabi Mizbeach, im alta lo tereid, af kosher roi la Mizbeach, im Allah lo yereid. So now, both of them are agreeing on the bottom line. The bottom line is, tarvayu, what are they being marba? They're both being marba, things that are currently pasul, that became now pasul bekodah. So the blood spilled out. The coin had a machsheves pigel. So those things, it's the same thing. Except one is saying, well, you don't look at ishim. Don't look at the word mizbeach. Look at the mogda. And mar maitilam in mizbeach. So it can't be that both are true. So what are you talking about? That is a machloket. Not it. It's a machloket in actual halakha. There's a difference between these two approaches, obviously. Suppose you put up wine that wasn't prepared. I mean, wine's not put on the fire. Blood, that wasn't... The blood's not put on the fire. So, but it's put on the Mizbeach. So is it there a din of imala lo yared? Is it dafka din in meat that's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach? What are we talking about? That's not a difference to you? These are not two things, the same thing coming from two psukim. This is two psukim saying different things, and the question is, which one do... These are two completely different opinions. And what kind of example is this? A horrible example. Is that the same thing from two psukim? It says so over there, beferish. Can't you read? And the only practical difference, once you hear those words, you know this is a lousy example. The only practical difference between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua would be the dam and the nechasim, the nesachim. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, lo yerdu. As Rabbi Gamliel says, look, are they right for the Mizbeah? That's what's important. Rabbi Yishun, they're not right for the Yishim. So then they will be Yardu. So give me an example. Elomer, I'll give you an example. Kinatanya, here now is my example. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mitoch she'ne'amar kol hanogea b'mizbeach yigdash. It says over here, anything that touches the mizbeach will become kadosh. I would think that that means shomea ani. Bein ra'ui, bein she'no ra'ui. Now this is a brighter that expands on the issues in the Mishnah. So now, once it's on the mizbeach, even if it's pasul, it will be kodesh and not be oreid. Whether it's suitable for the mizbeach, or whether it's completely unsuitable. So let's say somebody brings a deer and puts a deer on the mizbeach. The meat of a deer on the mizbeach. It's completely unsuitable for the mizbeach, but it's on the mizbeach. So, I mean, certainly we're not going to take it off of the mizbeach. Kivasim. Therefore, the Torah goes out of its way to say over here that zeh asher ta'asal mizbeach kvasim, but not a deer. Don't make that mistake again. Ma kvasim ruyim af kol ra'uy. Rabbi Akiva says, well, yeah, it's not the word kvasim. It's the word later on in the Parsha, where it says, olat tamid, ledorotechem. That means it has to be just like the olah. So just like the olah is ru'uya, afko ra'uy. Okay, so now, tarvayo maikom emayet. What are both of them agreeing on? That they're all saying the same thing, are they not? They're saying that the question is, here there's no question of mizbeach, ishim, it's just the question is, the word keves the point, or is the word olah the point? They're both being memayet psulim. So mar maite lemi kvasim, umar maite lemi olah. Good example? No. Because Omer Rav Ada bar Ava, there's a difference between them. What would the difference between them be? Olata of. So suppose you bring in olata of, which is pasul. Now, if you learn off of kvasim, birds ain't mammals. So you can't use a keves to prove anything about a bird. But if you learn it out from olah could be birds too. So then an olata of psula would be left on the mizbeach. So that's a practical difference. Once it's a practical difference, this is a terrible example. Because we're looking for an example where there couldn't be any practical difference, and you're claiming that this pasuk is the source, and he's claiming that this pasuk is the source. So that's the difference. If you're learning it out from the word kvasim, then it's only kvasimim, but not birds. Aval olatov lo. Vashenken, according to Rabbi Akiva, learns it out from the word olah. Well, an olatov is also an olah. So there would be a filo olatov nami. Scotch that example. Somebody bring me an example. Oh, Elamar Ravashi, I'll bring you an example. Get a time. Here we're talking about shchut echutz. Okay, so the Torah says, look, you got to bring your korbanos in the mizbeach, in the Beit HaMikdash, and if you don't, then you're chayev karet, dam yechashev la'isha hu, dam shafak, that man, he might as well be a murderer. He is spilling blood. It may be the blood of an animal, but it's equivalent to spilling blood, like human blood, outside of the Mokav HaMikdash, v'nichrat ha'isha hu mikerav amo. Now, is that only the actual shchita? How about if you treat a mizbeach to zrikat hadam, michutz la'azara? Would you be chayev for the zrika, or only chayev now for the actual dam that you brought? In other words, the shchita. So there we have a machloket. Woman Yomer says, dam yechashev la'isha hu dam shafach. That is a ribuy. What's this dam? To tell me that even the zrika, l'rabota tazorek, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, that's not where we learn it from. We learn it from the pasuk that says, ish ish v'beit Yisrael asher yale ola ozava, and not bring it to the mizbeach. What's this ozava? What's the o? That's a riboy. So that's to tell me that it's not only the ha'ala, it would also be the zorek. Okay, so now both of them are saying the same thing. Somebody who's zorek dam on the mizbeach b'chutz is going to be chayev karet. They're arguing about how do we know this? Do we know it from O, or do we know it from dam? Right? But it's the same idea. So somebody's wrong. That's what we're saying. Mar ma'atelebi dam yechashev, mar ma'atelebi O, zavach. Good example? No. Bad example, because Rabbi Abo says that there's a difference between them. What's the difference? I'll tell you, brilliant difference. Is the makor of the ribuy the act of shechita, or is the makor of the ribuy lahalot o la ozavach? What's the difference? The difference is if you do both. If you do two separate isurim, b'shogeg, then you bring a korban for each one of those isurim. Okay? So suppose you did shchita and zrika. Are those two different isurim or those one isurim? It depends. If you're learning it out from the din of shchita, then it's the same. If you're learning it out from the din of ha'alah, then it's different. So it turns out it's going to make a very important afkamin in la'alacha in what it is that served as the makar for the ribuy. Okay, this is another lousy example. We now have a machloket here too, says the Gemara. So what are you going to do with this? Oh boy, oh boy. Omer b'yavu, shachat v'zaraki, kibbeinayot. There's a big difference because l'divi Rabbi Yishmael, since the ribuy is from the pasuk about shechita, so dam can't make zrika something different than shechita. It's an extension of shechita. So you're saying, even if you didn't do shechita, you just did zrika, you're chayef. Oh, that's great. But how about if I did both shechita and zrika? Well, it's like doing shechita twice in a row. So you're still only chayef one time. Treino chayef alachat. Whereas l'divi Rabbi Akiva, who says, well, besides halah, there's also zrika. Oh, but wait a minute. But that's shechita, and this is halah. Those are two different Isurians. According to him, you'd be chayev in two separate korbanot. So I still don't have an example. No, this time you do have an example. Because it's wrong. Because itmar halah amar abaye, it's not true what you just said now, according to Rabbi Abo, that there's a difference. The truth is that even the divrei Rabbi Akiva, you're only going to be chayev one. Exactly like Rabbi Yishmael. You know why? Because the pasuk wraps up the sugya. And in wrapping up the sugya, it throws everything together. It says, Shom ta'ale olotecha v'shom ta'aseh. So it means that it mixes up all in one pasuk, the aliyah, the asiyah, whatever's involved. That means, Arvinu rachmanu l'kulu asiyot, to tell me, there's only one carbon available for the din of chutz. Shchute chutz, zrika chutz, halah chutz. It's all one thing. So the ta'ale olotecha is the equivalent of ta'aseh. So whatever asiyah you'll do is not going to be a separate issue. That's the point. Okay, we came up with another difference. The difference is, dini mamonot, you could do bayom, you could be goymer the din balayo, whereas dini the fashot, you can't be goymer the din balayo. That's big words. Where do we see that from? Omre priya barava, well, take a look. Dormar krav v'shoftua ta'am b'chol eit. You can do the regular mishpat at any time of the day, which would mean, even, this is Yitro's idea, we're not talking about a dover gadol, we're not talking yet hear about a capital case. So when it comes to momonot, you can do momonot at any time. Oh, so wait a minute. I thought you said you could have to start in the day. You could only complete it at the night. But if this is the source, then you should be able to start and then in the middle of the night too. It says b'cholei v'shaftu. So how do you explain that? Ah, yachit chilata dinami. No, but for that we have another pasuk. Get a Rava. Rava actually points out there's a contradiction here because Rava Rami. On the one hand, the Torah says, v'shaftu ta'am b'chol eid, which implies that you could do your din at any time of the day, even start in the middle of the night, any time, day or night. And yet, says Rava, on the other hand, does it not say, v'haya bayom hanchilo et banav? What does that mean, on the day that he seeks to write out a will for his children? What do you mean, on the day that he seeks? Why not go in the middle of the night, when the court isn't as busy? Apparently there is no middle of the night. Now, which way is it? Is it only in the day or is at night as well? And Rava explains our Ketzah. Yom indeed is required to get a din going, Tchilat din. When it says v'shaftu, that is to issue the actual psak din. And that, it's true, that cannot be the same as the Tchilah. That part is b'cholayt at any time. So that's even Laila, that would be Ligmar din. Now, the Mishnah that says that you could do this at Belilah is not like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir has a different makor for this entire idea, and according to him, nothing would be allowed at night. Titania, Hariyah Rabbi Meir Omer, Ma Tamud Lomar al Pihem Yiyeh Kol Riv V'chol Nega. Now, how do you understand that passage? That the Levim that are going to be in the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to be in charge of Riv and Nega. Wait a minute. The Kohanim are in charge of Negoyim. What does that have to do with Riv? Riv has to do with arguments that comes to court. I mean, these are two completely different types of procedures. You call in a Kohen to examine a Nega on the body or on a house. That's not a court procedure. Now the Pasuk is throwing together so loosely Riv and Negoyim. What is that supposed to mean, says Rabbi Meir? So why do you they don't belong in the same sentence? Ella, clearly the pasuk is going out of its way to be makish privim l'negaim, and to teach me that just like negaim by definition can only be seen in the day, the pasuk insists on having daylight for the negaim af rivim bayom. It's coming to tell me that court proceedings can only be in the daytime. Furthermore, says Rabbi Meir, it also comes to tell me that just like Nigaim cannot use people who are blind at all. So shalobisumim dechtiv lechol mar'e enei ha'kohen. He has to be fully capable of vision to paskin a nega af rivim shalobisumim. So you cannot use blind people because justice isn't blind. So v'meila, even though the av of justice was blind, Yitzchak. Okay, but you can't be blind and reach the objective justice. You got to be able. What is Enei Ha'eda? Sanhedrin. Yes, we'll see, we'll see. We're gonna get there. And it also is a hekesh in the other direction. Makish Nega'im L'Rivim. Just like Rivim, we learned before, cannot be done B'Krovim. So the Dayan cannot be a relative. Af Nega'im Shelo B'Krovim. But wait, Rabbi Meir, if we're really believing that the Torah means to say that Riv and Nega is the same, then why don't we turn Riyat Negaim into a court proceeding and say that you need three judges in order to be able to see a Nega? So why don't we say, Ma Rivim b'shlosha, Af Negaim b'shlosha, which, by the way, I mean, let us recognize that the prejudice against such a position is pure prejudice, because if anything, that position makes a heck of a lot of sense. I mean, isn't it a calvary? So, I mean, the dinu, it should be that way. If you're making a din about a man's wallet, you need, even if it's for a penny, you're going to need three judges. So to make a din about a man's body, gufolo koshike? Ah, no, that doesn't bother me, says Rabbi Meir, because that's another, it's a ferish pasuk. Talmud Lomar, in the parsha of the Gaim, it says, Uhuval Aharon HaKohen, oh, now get this, El Echad Mibanav HaKohanim, one of his Kohanim children. So obviously only one. Lomar Dafilu Kohen Echad Ruat on the Gaim. So that is very clear. Now, there was once an actual case. Ahu Samya, Davi Bishvavute de Rabbi Yochanan, Davi Doin Dina. There was a blind man in Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood who used to always be part of judging Dini Maminis. Rabbi Yochanan was right there and never said a word about it. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan did not hold that this is correct lahalacha, and that in fact a blind man is suitable for din. You will not believe this, but today's news headlines are such and such an attorney has gone to the Supreme Court because a judge refused to allow her to represent someone because she's blind. And she can't argue the case in court. It's like today of all crime. Did you ever hear of a din like that before? The attorney was blind. Obviously, it's not the same company. In Israel, where all the judges are attorneys, and you know, it makes sense. So, but wait a minute. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree that the halacha is always like a Stam Mishnah? So then, according to that, there is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Hey, Chiyavidachi, how could Rabbi Yochanan have allowed a blind person to be the judge? Am Rabbi Yochanan halachak is Stam Mishnah. And it certainly would appear that the Stam Mishnah says otherwise, because it says, Kol ha-kasher la-dun kasher la-ha'id, v'yeish she-kasher la-ha'id, v'ein kasher la-dun. So the Mishnah in Nida says that there are cases where someone can be a witness, but is not capable of being a dayan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what this includes? This is meant to include a dayan who is blind only in one eye. Now, to be a witness, you don't need two eyes. But to be a dayan, you need two eyes. So, wow. Rabbi Yochanan himself gave that shot in the Mishnah, in Nida, the Stam Mishnah, which means that the Mishnah was paskening like Rabbi Meir. And he disagreed and allowed a blind man to go and give a din. Yes, says the Gemara. You know why? Because Rabbi Yochanan stama achrita ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan found another Stam Mishnah to counterbalance this one. And that Mishnah says, Dine Mamanis, Dunin Bayom Vigorman Balaila. You might have heard of that Mishnah. That the Dinim of Mamanis is Nigmar Balaila. If it's Nigmar Balaila, then obviously we don't know of Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, if the Bakor of the issue is Nigoyim, then Mishpat, you can't say, is Becholet. It has to be similar to Nigoyim. It's only Bayom. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, look, obviously from our Mishnah, it's clear that there's no problem being blind. The same way there's no problem being night. Wait, so, I mean, why is one stam better than the other stam? I mean, Well, first of all, one represents the sheet of Rabbi Meir. The other represents the sheet of the Chachamim, the Argon Rabbi Meir. If I've got two Stam Mishnahs, obviously I'm going to choose the one that's Stam like the Rabbi. So, therefore, I would say Stam of the Rabbi Madim. But you know what? Even if it were the other way around, the Mishnah Sanhedrin is coming to address the Dinim of Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Nida is Agav, a whole list of cases where something is good for A and bad for B. But anything for B is good for A. And there's a pattern there. The Mishnah lists those patterns. But it's certainly not coming to tell me the Dinim of Sanhedrin. Now, where would you like to derive the Dinim of Sanhedrin more? Obviously, a Stam Mishnah, Masechet Sanhedrin. Now, a Stam Mishnah is being talking about something that is none of its business. So therefore, I say, Ibaitema. Here the Mishnah occurs in the context of din. And here's where to look for how to paskin when it comes to din. Now, Rabbi Meir's in a little bit of trouble over here because Rabbi Meir learns that we're going to learn out all dinim from the goyim, and yet the pasuk does say beferish v'shavtu at ha'am b'chol eight, and he's claiming there's never a b'chol eight. So what does he understand that pasuk to mean? My darish bed. Oh, my Rava, it's coming to tell me any day, even a cloudy day. So you say, who cares if it's cloudy? Well, if the mocker is negoyim, then we do care if it's cloudy. But to yoma mu'unan ditznan, ein ro'im et hanegaim shacharit u'ben arbaim, you cannot go in the early morning to see negoyim, nor in the evening time, around sunset, nor can you ever judge a nega indoors, lo betoch habayit, and lo biyom ha-mi'unan, because depending on the amount of light you're going to have, you can have something that is keha, and it's near eight azah. So if you have fading light, something which really is not very white, stands out very strongly, because whatever ambient light is available, it reflects, whereas there's almost no reflection at all from around it, so the contrast shows up more strongly, and then you'll think that it's whiter than it is. On the other hand, if you've got heavy light, you also can't see a nega, because batsohorayim, something which would in fact be very contrasted, doesn't contrast as well because you get a lot of glare and glint from the surrounding area, and then even something that is aza will look keha. So, what about din? I mean, do I actually go into the gritty details of the comparison of negayim to din and say, well, you know, if it's not the kind of day you can see a nega, it's not the kind of day you can do a din? Comes along the pasuk to say, let's not go overboard on this gentleman. What we're talking about, it's Bechol 8. None of this matters. The only idea is the basic halacha of Summa or Laila, that yes. Now, what does Rabbi Meir do with Rava's Rami? Remember that Rava brought two psukim. One was Vayah b'yom anchilod banav, which implies dafka b'yom, unless you're richy and you're mahaper yom l'laila, because you don't sleep at night, but you sleep in the day. And in the other hand, it says, Bechol Eight. Now, Rava said, which one? Now, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no point in talking about Bayom and Chilot Banav, because I already know that from the din of Nega. Has to be Bayom. So what do you do with that? Ah, that comes to tell me what we've learned. We had this before. What did he say? V'yom anchilot banav teaches me b'yom atamapil nachalot v'atamapil nachalot balayla. You only cause the din of inheritance to be effectuated in the daytime. Oh, that's brilliant. In other words, you better not die at night, is what you're saying, right? I mean, this is a great way to say things. I'm going to say, if a guy dies in the day, so then yartun lebanet. But if a guy dies at night, then there's no din of nachalot. So that's what you're trying to say. You're expressing yourself very well. Maybe what you should have said was, din nachalot kamrit. Could it be that that might be what you're referring to? The Tanya, v'hayta livnei Yisrael chukat mishpat. What is this referring to? Ur'ah kol ha'parasha kulah. After talking about all of the dinim, the long list of the benot zlofchad issues, here's the laws of nachalot. It ends by saying that it shall be chukat mishpat. Why is it doing that? Because ur'ah kol ha'parasha kulah liyod din. You want to pour out every last thing that we discussed to the bottom line. The bottom line is we've been discussing things as if they're extrajudicial. Guy comes along, decides to give this to his son, and somebody is there, and he'll give it to the son, and then the courts don't get involved. No, no, no. It's all about din. Rav Yoram Arab, look, you've got three people. The chole is now start saying, look, I'd like to give my last will and testament and give this on that and that's on this and so on. So since there are three people, they can treat this in two different ways. They can write down a dud, which then the courts will deal with when the will now comes to be probated. Or they can make themselves a court because they're three people. So they can say, all right, we'll take your words and now we will execute the din and provide this to this son and that to that son and so on. It's up to them. So Ratzu Kotvin as witnesses, so and so said before us and we sign in testimony, or they can actually be osed din on the spot. Now, this is the so Ratzu Osin Din. If there's only Shnai, this is with us three. If there's only two, then they don't have the option to be Osedin. They can only be witnesses. They can be Kotvin and affidavit. The Omer of Chista, now this is not strictly true, said Reb Chista, because this is would only be true if it's in the daytime. What if it's in the nighttime? Oh, therefore needs to say, Vaya bayoman chilo et banav. If it's Balayla, so then they don't have the option of being Osedin. So Balayla, they can only be Kotvin, and they can't even be Osedin afterwards, because they become now a din, and only a din, and the aid now cannot be the dayan to say tomorrow, okay, now the daytime is here, so let me paskin. You can't do that. At this point, two of you will have to get up and be made in front of a court that includes three dayanim. The ein aidna said dayan, and you came to say that v'haya bayom and v'chiloed banav, is that maybe what you meant? Oh, absolutely! I think that's exactly what I was saying. It's good that you pointed it out. Hakol, when you say hakol, afilo edim, name about the tenor b'yosef rabbi yudei v'lo rabon at the tanya v'ed echad, lo ya'ane b'nefesh ben l'zechut ben l'chovah, rabbi yosef rabbi yudei omer, no, he can have an opinion l'zechut. He can't have an opinion l'chovah. The Mishnah is not referring to Edim. The Mishnah is referring to Echad Menah Metalmidim V'Divrei Hakol. My time. And the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Amakra Eid Echad Lo Ya'ane B'Nefesh Lomut Lomut Udeino Oneh Avo Lizechut Oneh Rabbonan. What's their logic? Omer Esh Lakish Mishum Tebichsi Kenogea Be'eduto V'Rabbonan Hay Lomut My Darshibek Mukmilebe. By the way, you know how contemporary this issue is. This idea of tampering with witnesses that occurs in the middle of a mishpat, where the aide will attempt to subtly change his aidus or claim he was lying, whatever. That's all useless, Halpitera. Kinatanya, Almar Echad Min Aidim Yeshila Made Love Skubinai Chin Chubinlo, Tabaloma Eid Echad Loyane at all. But the zechut shomim lo. Dinei nefashot hamelamed zechut can be choser to be melamed, can never be choser to be melamed chova. Amarav, that's only lo shonel b'shat masal matan. But obviously b'shat gemar din he has to say his opinion. So then a melamed zechut can also be choser to be melamed chova. Meitven. Lemochorat. Mashkinin uba'in ha-mezakeh omer ani mezakeh originally, and I continue to be mezakeh, b'mikomi. Ha-mechayev omer, ani ha-mechayev, b'chayev ani b'komi, but, I mean, he could change his mind. Ha-melamed chovah could be melamed zechut, but ha-melamed zechut cannot be chozer l'melamed chovah. Now, we're talking about l'mochorat. L'mochorat is gemar dino. So, you still can't change your mind. No, all the time. L'mochorat masah umatan mileka, ki k'tani b'shad masah umatan. Tashma, Dani Melo Kinegrelo Achira, Echad Mina Mechayvim, Divrei Hamizakin. If you're right, it could say the other way around too. Well, of course it could, but the Tana Aschut Kamahadr, Achovalo Kamahadr, Tashma, Yom Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina, Echad Mina Talmidim Shezika, the Meitor Inotok Ilu Chai, the Omeid Bimekomov, Amai, Name Ilu Hayak Kayama Adarbe. So, Ashtami Aloha Adarbe. But Shokhbi Tam, these words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina are motzei mechlal rabbeinu. No. They said ein motzei mechlal rabbeinu. Tashma shei sofrei hadayanim omdim lefnei echad min yamin veechad min hasmol vekotfim divrei hamezakin vidivrei mechayvin. Now, bishlem medivrei mechayvin, I understand. But it's lomocher chazutai machrina ubo elomevar alanat din ela divrei hamezakin. My time, la mishum dei chazutai machrina lechova that we ignore them. No, it's Kedei Shelo Yomer Shnayim Tam Echad Bishnei Mikraot. Kedeboi Min Ravas Rabbi Yochanan. Amru Shnayim Tam Echad Bishnei Mikraot. Maho Amar Lei, forget about it. Ein Monin Lem Elei Echad. Minonim Yilem Arbayin Mekra Echad Tei Berolim Shtayim Zur Shamati. Ki Oz Leloim Mikra Echad Yotzeh Lekama Tamim. Ein Tam Echad Yotzeh Bikama Mikraot. Deber Rabbi Shmuel Tanu Chepatish Yifotzei Tzela. Ma Patish Zeh Mitchalek Lekama Nitzotzot. Af mikra echad yotze lekama ta'amim. Give me an example of tam echad mishnei mikra. Wouldn't it great if the Gemara always did that? Oma Rav Zvid, kiritznan. Mizbeach mekadesh et ha-ro'ui lo. Rav Yeshua Omer, meaning, kol ha-ro'ui le'ishim, im ala lo yorat, shem ha-olam mugda. Ma'alai shem ro'ui le'ishim, af im alta lo tered, af kosher ro'ui le'ishim, im ala lo yored. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kolaroi lemizbeach, im ala lo yored, mi olam mugda lemizbeach, ma olam ruwaya lemizkavim mizbeach, im ata lo tered, af kosher lemizbeach, im ala lo yored. Now, they're both saying the same thing, right? I mean, Tara Maikom Harbu Psal, ma maitel me mugda, ma maitel me mizbeach. No, what same thing? Ata miflet plige. Tikten is safer, ein bain divre Rabbi Gamliel, the divre Rabbi Yeshua. El ha-adam v'nesachim, Rabbi Gamliel, a lawyer, dukas, a roi lemizbeach, and Rabbi Yeshua Amr Yardukas and Aroy Lishim. Horrible example. El Amr of Papagatatani. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amr. Tog Shinamar Kalon Gayam and Mizbeah Yigdash. Shomeani Bain Rohi Bain She no Rohi, but a deer up on the Mizbeah. Talmud Lomar Kvasim. Ma Kvasim Ruhiyin Afko Rohi. Rabbi Akiva Amr. It's from the word Ola. Just like an Ola is Ruhi Afko Rohi. But Tarvayo Maikam Amai. The same thing. Psule. Mar Maitel Mikvasim. Mar Maitel Meola. That's not true. Zos machloket lamaisa. Omer Ravada Barava olata of psulai kebinai. Oh, mind the mitel abikvasim dafka kvasim, but olata of is not a type of mammal. Oh, mind the mitel ameola. He would include a filo olata of nami. Bad example. Elomer Ravashi. Okay, how about this one? Good attack. Dam yecha shev leishahu. Dam shafach lerabotet azorek. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says it's from the ribuy of O ezevach. The rabot et hazorek. So, I mean, Tarai Maiko Mar bezrikat adam, right? So it's exactly the same. Mar matelami dami hashev, mar matelami ozavach. Who cares? I mean, who cares? Omer Rabbi Avu, there's a major difference between them. Shachat vizaraki kebenayo. According to Rabbi Yishmal, since it's all an element of dam, in ochayav alachat, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, there's two different issues over here. One is an act of halah, and the other is an act of shechita. So chayiv shtayim. No. Wait, tomorrow, lo amar Abaya, after divrei Rabbi Akiva, you'd only be chayiv one, because the pasuk puts it all together. Sham ta'ale olotecha v'sham ta'aseh. So the asiya and the aliyah is all one thing. Ravina rachonu l'kulo asiyot. Dini moment is done in b'yom v'gom v'layla. You know what I mean? Like, omri b'chir b'apap, l'am kafa shuftu adam b'chol eit. So that Yachi Tchilata Dinami. Ah, well, that's Kidarava. The Rava Rami Ktiv on the one end, Vishuftu Adam Becholeit, which is Mashu Gidiv, started in Malayla. Uktiv Aya Bayom and Chiloed Banav, Aketzad, Yom and Tchilatin, Laila Ligmardin. Now, our Mishnah that insists the Gmardin could be Malayla's Deloker Rebeir. The Tanya Aya Rabbi Meir, Omer Matam, and Lomar, Alpiem, Yeko, Rivacho, Nega. Now, what impossible combination is that? Mainyan Rivi Meitz and Nagoyim, and Amakish Rivi and Nagoyim, Man Nagoyim Biyom. Tichtivu v'yom heira odbo, af rivim b'yom, uman egaim shalom besumim, tichtiv l'chol mare inei akoin, af rivim shalom besumim, umakish negaim l'rivim too, just like rivim shalom b'krovim, af negaim shalom b'krovim. Now, the basic question is, ima rivim b'shlosha, af negaim b'shlosha, and it's reasonable, I mean, if mamono is b'shlosha, gufalo koshikein, that's a pasuk. Tamalam Ruvel Aronikin Ol Echad mi banav haKohanim. Alamanat Afilu Kohen Echad. Ruetz Anagim. Now, who's Simon Avish Vuted Rabbi Yochanan Vedoin Dina? Velorim Ala Rabbi Yochanan Velomini. All these years, Echi Avedachi. I thought Rabbi Yochanan Pasuk and I could stop Mishnah Mitznan. Kol Hakasher LaDun Kasher LaEid. VeYeshi Kasher LaEid VeEin Kasher LaDun. And Rabbi Yochanan himself said the only explanation of that Mishnah is LaTu Yisumim BaAchat Suma BaAchat MiInav. And there, it's not l'chol marei inei ha-kohen. So how could he pass it against himself in the Stam Mishnah? Well, Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrita Ashkach, our Mishnah. Dinei mamanot, darim bayom v'gomrim b'layla. How could he go about b'layla, even Rabbi Meir? Must be we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. Umay the high stomach me high stomach. Well, for, either he bite the stomach of the Rabbi Modiv, or he bite them and shemini turn like Rabbi Yochad the Dina. What does Rabbi Meir do with the pasuk of Shavtu at Am Bechol 8, including the night? My darish be. On my Rava, that's coming to tell me it doesn't matter what kind of weather it is. Latu yoma muunan. That's not. Ain't roi that the game shachri to ben habayim velo betocha bayit velo biyoma muunan mibnei shekei near it azah and not right in the bright afternoon but zorayim in the shazah near it keha. Rabbi Meir, hi biyoma chilod banav my avid like we barely get a tani. Rabba bachanina kamei Rabbi Nachman. Vaya biyoma chilod banav biyoma tamapir nachalod mi atamapir nachalod balayla. Amalei Rabbi Nachman, that's great. Maybe you might be referring to Din Nachalot Karmeret, Tanya, Vital of Nesel, Hukat Mishpat, Urakala Parashakula, Leo Din, Kiravirom Rav, the Amravirom Rav Shlosha, Shinek Rasula Bakarat Achola, Ratsu Kotvin, Ratsu Osim Din, but Shnaim have no options, Kotvin, Enosim Din, Ramachisa, furthermore, Loshanam Leom. Of a balayla katvim esundin because of the halacha bayom and chilod banav. So davelo edim ein ed nasadayin. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly kamina.